What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Thanks for tuning in. Yes, I'm finally catching up, y'all. Yeah, it's what's today? It's Wednesday, May 12th, 2021. And I'm finally going to talk The Walking Dead World Beyond. Yeah, that's where I'm at with this. It's been a minute. It's been a minute, y'all. Thanks for those. I was looking at some of the past recap shows that I did, and for those of you that have listened, thank you very much. For those of you who listen and are like, yo, Mike, where are you at? I'm back. I'm officially back. I'm going to be knocking these out and getting back to my TV shows. You know, I'm so behind with everything going on, the pandemic, my boys, work. It's been crazy. It's been crazy. I'm sure everybody's lives have been tossed in just all over the place. So yeah, I'm going to get back to The Walking Dead. I'm going to get back to Fear of the Walking Dead. I'm going to get back to Arrow. I never finished Arrow. The Flash. Yep. If you check out my podcasts, go to iWatchMike.com. If you click on the podcast on the top, you can see I'm a little behind. And then I think I got to update the blog as well, because I think anywhere you can listen to podcasts, I think you can, yeah, just go there. Yeah, go to iWatchMike.com. That's probably the best spot. And then I'm going to update everything shortly. But the titles of the podcasts are there, and just search it and you should be able to find it. So let's talk about The Walking Dead World Beyond, Season 1, Episode 8. It aired Sunday, November 22nd in 2020. It's been a minute. The episode was called The Sky in a Graveyard. Now, I kind of already know what happened because I already finished it. You know, I finished it. Shoot, I finished this way a while back. I just hadn't had a chance to record it. But so I got my notes, and I'm going to go off of what I was feeling at the time, even though I kind of already know what happens in the episode 9 and 10. But I'm writing down my notes here, because I can't, yeah, I got to finish this. Anyways, let's see here. In the beginning of my thing, I put, Silas killed Tony. WTF. Yeah, I was a little bad about that because I was a big fan of Tony, Uncle Tony. I really liked him. Percy's missing. So, we don't know what's going on. We finally get a Silas backstory, which comes to find out, we knew from flashbacks and everything else that something went down at his house. Obviously, he killed someone and it happened to be his dad. Come to find out, his dad is a big giant douchebag, an abusive douchebag. Mom is afraid of him. He was afraid of him and, actually whoops his ass. And does the do on him. Obviously when the neighbor comes over to the house, neighbors knew that he was an abusive husband and father. Even kind of try to get Silas out there and to leave, and he wouldn't. Winds up killing his dad. And then his dad turns into a zombie, which he didn't know. Then he kills the zombie. It's kind of crazy. I think Silas was kind of given the crappy end of the stick. And even Mom, after he kills the zombie, which obviously, Mom, that's not your husband because he doesn't look like your husband. She totally pushes him away. I was a little pissed off about that because now we finally get to see why Silas is the way he is. It totally makes sense. Alton chats with Silas. He believes him. Alton has a good heart, but he's definitely going to have some stuff he's got to deal with very, very soon. I put on here, I really like Huck. I hope she doesn't mess up anything. Yeah, Huck. Anyways, let's see. Silas obviously wanted to die in this episode, but Hope winds up helping him. Let's see what else. Silas and Iris chat. Silas confesses to everything. Okay, cool. Let's see. Alton decides to follow Silas, and then he tells Hope, and she's not happy at all because he's leaving. And then Hope gives Alton his mom's necklace. Boom. She tells Alton everything. Now, we knew this was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen. And we knew when it did happen, it was going to suck for Alton. And it did. He's crushed. But I don't know. I think in the new season, I don't know. I think he's going to forgive her. He just seems like the kind of guy. And it was a tit for tat. You killed my mom, and then I killed your mom. So, and it was crazy during those times. I don't know. I think he's going to forgive her. Let's see here. And then we find out at the end of this, which I was pretty pissed off. Huck is a double agent. She reports to that three circle leader who happens to be her mom. And the watch she's wearing is her dad's. And I could not believe it. I did not see that coming. I knew something was off a little bit from Huck, but not this serious. So I'm a little bummed about that because I really liked Huck. Will I continue to like her? I don't know. Probably not. Anyways, so those are my feelings, my recap on the episode, The Walking Dead World Beyond the Sky is a Graveyard. If you watched it and you're listening to this, let me know what you thought about this episode. This was a good episode. Because, I'm not going to lie, some of the episodes have been kind of calm, kind of slow, and I know we're like meeting the characters and getting backstories and everything else. And it sucks because I'm so used to Fear of the Walking Dead. I'm so used to the Walking Dead I'm just ready to, when I will jump into a new zombie story, I want to see zombies. I want to see everything. But I know we got to see the stories and everything else. So now we have everybody's backstory already. So we'll see how it goes the next couple episodes. And of course, the next new season of the Walking Dead World Beyond. That's about it. If you want to hear more, see more, check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. That's my blog, iwatchmike.com. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram. Everything's on there. I Watch Mike on Facebook. Everything's on the blog, iwatchmike.com. Everybody have a great weekend. I will talk to y'all soon. Peace.